مهاتما جيز بودي
القناة اللي بتقع في أرض مصر
مستر بريزيدنت
هما تنسى
Never again.
I have a dream.
Imogen Lamb.
Hello, the 9th of November 2009 marks the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, the most potent symbol of the Cold War division of Europe. Voices today hears from Germans who were in East or West Berlin at the time. They saw the border crossings open unexpectedly and they watched the rapid destruction of the wall that had kept them apart for 28 years.
Everybody was hammering. I mean, the wall packers were everywhere, and this is the noise I took with me from this trip, this tock, 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 this hammering, because it was there. And wherever you went, people were busy taking their little pieces out of the wall.
It was a strange feeling because from one day to the other it was very easy to cross the wall, and 1 week before you could die if you did this.
There were platforms over there and people climbed onto them and waved from to their relatives or friends on the other side. So if there was no border guard and no policeman near, you could of course wave back and shout. But normally it was forbidden. We are just ordered to go away and don't stop here and so on. Yeah.
For many, it was the Wall of Shame. For the East German authorities, it was the anti-fascist protection wall. They started erecting it in August 1961 to stem the flow of East Germans, increasingly disillusioned with communism, fleeing to West Berlin. The western part of the city was at the time occupied by American, British and French forces. Axel Klausmeier is director of the Berlin Wall Foundation on Bernauer Straße, a street that was split in two by the wall.
I think it has two meanings, and it's very much dependent on who you ask. First of all, it's of course the symbol of division, of fear, of pain, of death, because it's, and that has not to be forgotten, the Berlin Wall, the site itself is a crime site. But at the same time, and that is with changing generations, it's of course what it symbolizes internationally, and that is the new generation, is the images of November 89, the overcoming of the wall, the freedom, liberty, reunification. So it really has two sides. On the one hand, it's repression and the system of the GDR and East German dictatorship, and at the same time, it's the unexpected freedom and reunification not only of Berlin and Germany, but Europe and the world. The term, the wall, is actually incorrect because it was a sequence of obstacles, and there were always at least two walls, one so-called border wall facing the west and one called hinterland wall, which was the real side of the wall because it was facing east, and that was, if at all, people in East and Berlin and Eastern Germany, that was the only side they knew, because an ordinary citizen was not allowed to approach it. And then, of course, there were guard dogs, there was sometimes anti-vehicle ditches and anti-tank barriers and electric signal fences and so forth. So and, of course, the watchtowers and the border guards on duty with their machine guns and the order to shoot to kill.
Can I ask you to describe one or two of these strange objects that you have in your office, which I'm sure have everything to do with the Berlin Wall?
Yes, I mean...
This looks like a torture instrument.
Yes, it is, actually. It is from the Berlin Wall. It's from the Death Strip, and it's called officially Stalin's Lawn. And it's sort of, if you like, a mattress with spikes in it, and it was part of the Death Strip. It was usually on river banks, and it's spikes standing up approximately 10 to 15 centimeters, and it was in the Death Strip, and if an escapee tried to cross them, he or she would automatically jump into these spikes standing up.